For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. What happens to all those water bottles and yogurt cups that get tossed into recycling bins all across Memphis? Well, it depends upon where you toss them. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that tons of potentially recyclable material are now all just going to the dump.
Janet Addison is peering into a large blue recycling bin. She's a recycling operator at the University of Memphis.
Okay, right now, everything is in here is contaminated.
By contaminated, she means that along with recyclable items, bottles, papers, cans, there's also, well...
We do not want half of your hot dog, half of your food, or half of your Starbucks.
Keeping recyclables clean is a growing problem for an industry already dealing with a declining demand for product. So much so that near the end of last year, Memphis's major processing facility stopped taking recycling from many commercial customers. Big customers. The university, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Memphis International Airport, to name a few. Those three combined generate about 35 tons of recyclable waste per month. Now, the majority is just waste, going to a landfill. Amelia Mayahi, the sustainability manager at U of M, who also started its recycling program, says institutions like hers are scrambling for a solution.
It's still the right thing to do, and we want to keep it out of the landfill, but trying to find a market to take all of our recycling has been very challenging, especially with this past year.
Republic Services is a national waste management company that runs Memphis's primary recycling center, called ReCommunity. This is where a large portion of the city's recycling is sorted. When asked why the company quit taking waste from the business sector, a spokesman replied via email that the main reason was contamination. And that's a real problem, says Bernie Lee, an analyst for the trade association, the Institute for Scrap Recycling Industries. Especially in single-stream recycling, the kind we use here. That's where papers, metals, and plastics are all collected together.
Some of these items contaminate each other, even though they're perfectly recyclable on their own.
An example? Glass breaks. Shards wind up in a load of paper shipped to a mill, fouling the machines. And soda bottles? Are they ever really empty?
Coke gets onto the paper. Well, then the paper's contaminated and it's not as recyclable.
Then there's what Lee calls wishful recycling.
Used paper diapers in the recycling because somebody said, oh, it's got paper in it. It must be recyclable.
The bottom line, says Lee, manufacturers want clean recyclables. Cleaner than before, even. Last year, China increased purity standards for what it accepts for repurposing and outright banned dozens of products. That's where Republic Services used to export about 30% of its pre-sorted material. Now, it's just 1%. The drop-off means more local recycling ends up in landfills. Republic Services also owns two of those in Memphis. In an email, the company's general manager, Drew Boyer, said it was still committed to recycling and working with businesses on a, quote, case-by-case basis to find solutions. But there's still no solution at Memphis International Airport, says spokesman Glenn Thomas.
Right now, we still have our recycle bins throughout the airport. We're not changing that. We don't want to desensitize people to recycling. We want them to continue those habits.
And at St. Jude, sustainability manager Kevin Kruger says he's still looking for ways to deal with 25 tons of recycling per month.
You know, I do hope to see, you know, maybe a coalition of local institutions and organizations where we can pool our demand.
So what about your recycling? You know, your contribution to those 20,000 tons annually collected from Memphis curbsides? ReCommunity is still taking residential recycling, at least through 2022. Philip Davis, interim director of the City of Memphis's Solid Waste Division, says residents should take the problem of contamination seriously.
The cleaner the commodity that can be provided to the materials recovery facility, the more valuable it is and the more likely it is to be acceptable by the recycling facility.
At the university, Amelia Miyahi isn't broadcasting the recycling crisis because she wants students to keep doing what she says is right.
I don't want anybody to get discouraged about it and to stop recycling.
And while you continue those green habits, a reminder, those pesky plastic grocery bags and styrofoam cups, yep, that's all just contamination. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.